This book contains up to four sides per cassette. Side 1, RC-40279, Champions of the Force, The Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 3, by Kevin J. Anderson. Copyright 1994 by Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. Read by Chuck Benson. This book contains 324 pages on seven sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Library of Congress Annotation. The heroes of the New Republic continue their struggle against the evil empire. Princess Leia strives to protect her children from Imperial agents. Han Solo undertakes a mission to track down a rogue Jedi Knight and persuade him to return to the good side of the Force. And Luke Skywalker lies comatose fighting for his survival on the spirit plane. Sequel to Dark Apprentice, RC-40266. A Star Wars novel, bestseller, 1994. From the book jacket. As the New Republic continues its struggle for survival, a scattered but powerful remnant of the shattered empire seeks to destroy three precious children. Among them, Han and Leia's Jedi twins, who represent the next generation of Jedi Knights in this third and final novel of the Jedi Academy trilogy, Champions of the Force. Suspended helplessly between life and death, Luke Skywalker lies in state at the Jedi Academy. But on the spirit plane, Luke fights desperately for survival, reaching out psychically to the Jedi twins. At the same time, Leia is on a life-and-death mission of her own, a race against Imperial agents hoping to destroy a third Jedi child, Leia and Han's baby Anakin, hidden on the planet Anoth. Meanwhile, Luke's former protege, Kip Duran, has pirated the deadly Sun Crusher on an apocalyptic mission of mass destruction, convinced he is fighting for a just cause. Hunting down the rogue warrior, Han must persuade Kip to renounce his dark crusade and regain his lost honor. To do it, Kip must take the Sun Crusher on a suicide mission against the awesome Death Star prototype, a battle Han knows they may be unable to win, even with Luke Skywalker at their side. About the author. After working for 10 years as a technical writer for one of the largest government research laboratories in the country, Kevin J. Anderson can honestly say he has never ever met a brilliant but naive weapons scientist who even remotely resembles Kwai-Zooks. Never in his career has he attended meetings as pointless or time-wasting as those described in this book. He has never worked for an incompetent manager as wrapped up in procedures and irrelevancies as Maw Administrator Tal Sivran. And he has never told a lie in his entire life. On the other hand, he has written more than 150 short stories and over a dozen novels, including Lifeline, The Trinity Paradox, and Assemblers of Infinity, all with Doug Beeson, and his latest, Climbing Olympus, a novel about people adapting to the harsh environment of Mars. He has been nominated for both the Nebula and the Bram Stoker Awards. He has been to the top of Mount Lassen and the bottom of the Grand Canyon. He has been inside a Minuteman III missile silo and its underground control bunker, inside a plutonium plant at Los Alamos, New Mexico, on the floor of the Pacific Stock Exchange, out on an Atlas E rocket launch pad. His next Star Wars project will be to edit three anthologies, Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina, Tales from Jabba's Palace, and Bounty Hunters. Other books by Kevin J. Anderson. Resurrection Incorporated. Game Earth, Gameplay, Game's End, Star Wars, Jedi Search, Star Wars, Dark Apprentice, by Christine Catherine Rush and Kevin J. Anderson, After Image. Dedication, to my stepson and research buddy, Jonathan McGregor Cowan, who helped me see a galaxy far, far away through a child's sense of wonder. Acknowledgement. Much of this novel was written at the Montecito Sequoia Lodge in the Redwood Forests of California. Lily Mitchell, my typist, somehow kept up with all the microcassettes I dumped on her and egged me to greater speed by asking, what happens next? My wife, Rebecca Moessa Anderson, provided brainstorming and late-night walks to help iron out plot problems as well as giving her personal support and love. Tom Veitch helped me work out the background of Exar Kun and the Dark Lords of the Sith, which we've written into a 12-issue saga for Dark Horse Comics. My editor, Tom Dupree, trusted me to deliver everything on time and in good shape, and he even enjoyed the story. His assistant, Heather McConnell, kept a million things under control at once and refrained from hanging up on me whenever I called to pester her. Lucy Wilson at Lucasfilm helped make this and all of my other Star Wars stories possible, and her assistant, Sue Rostoni, managed to keep the different projects from crashing headlong into each other. In our many discussions, Ralph McQuarrie provided a lot more inspiration than he will admit, including designing the Temple of Exar Kun and other parts of the Jedi Academy. West End Games, as usual, provided an enormous amount of valuable reference material on all aspects of the Star Wars universe. Most of all, I owe thanks to George Lucas for creating such a wonderful universe and for letting me play in it.